You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your show for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Kyle Carpenter on the line. He's president over at SolidSurface.com. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, man. So what a success story over at SolidSurface.com, from getting started to in a garage to now being a leading online retailer. Let's just jump right in. Tell us a little bit more about the story and how you got started over at SolidSurface.com, please.
Yeah, sure. So basically, we got started in 2007. Actually, during a recession, ironically, going through this another crisis now. But yeah, we started a recession. It was actually started in a garage, like you said, and we were repurposing remnant material from local kitchen and bath shops. We deal primarily with slabs of solid surface material. If you think like Corian, which is used for countertops and other architectural surfaces. And we started selling those on eBay. And yeah, another garage and eBay story. And grew from there. We started, we built our own website because we were selling products on eBay. That grew. Manufacturers, and distributors, noticed that we were dominating search engine rankings. And so they started contacting us to move, some of their discontinued material. And we just started building relationships. We started building on the technology of our website and, yeah, essentially grew into what we are today, which is B2C and B2B marketplace for the decorative surfacing industry. We've come a long way, and we're in another unique position during this crisis to sort of be a central hub for all these different manufacturers and their distributors to move material where it's otherwise challenging to do.
What are some of the things that you feel make Solid Surface really stick out from the competition out there?
Yeah, so the typical channels for, you know, slabs of material are to go through distributors and their salespeople. And what we typically those distributors will only have one or two brands of product. And so what we have that's unique is nearly all the brands, definitely all the major manufacturers, listing their products on our website. So we're not just a sales channel. Mm-hmm. We're also, we provide a marketing channel for these manufacturers to showcase their products. So, you know, consumers go to our site, look for products, tell their contractor the colors that they want. The contractor can purchase from us, but they can purchase from all the brands. And so while we're a marketplace, we're still using the existing distribution lines, but we become an order desk, customer service desk for those. And there's really nothing else out there like it. You know, it's not much different from, say, an Amazon, but, you know, with Amazon, for them to pick up a product line like this is really not of interest to them, because the customer service training that's required and the supply chain complexities of, you know, dealing with freight, it just makes it not of very much interest to them, you know.
No, I totally get it. So that being said, let's talk a little bit more about the service end of things and what you're talking about there. So what makes it unique? Because I feel like there's some type of magic you have going on over there to be able to, you know, you're in business going on 14 years already. You're dominating the space in this area. Let's talk a little bit more about the services and the relationships and how that what that's done to help build the business over time.
Sure. So So, you know, our audience, we sell direct to consumers for DIY as one portion. But, you know, the large majority is selling to contractors for, say, you know, residential remodels, retail, hospitality, healthcare, especially right now with healthcare, it's so important to have these antimicrobial surfaces, that are easy to clean and seamless. And so what we do is we train our customer service to be able to handle questions from all of these different types of audiences. We also have unique and strong relationships with all of the different suppliers. We also work with a freight broker, and our customer service sales and logistics teams, you know, work very closely with these, you know, the logistics side of it to ensure a seamless operation. Because there's a, behind the scenes, there's a lot of moving parts. But from the customer's perspective, they don't see those. They don't need to see those, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you mentioned the magic. That's kind of the magic behind it is making all that work, but appear as though it's, you know, it's seamless and no work is going into it. But, you know, we have an incredible customer service team that makes that magic, makes that magic. So,
yeah, no, I totally figured it, because the way you're describing it is like it's easy. And I'm thinking to myself, no, this is all in the execution business, because there's a reason why Amazon wouldn't want to touch this, because it's hard. Like, what you're doing and executing day in and day out with those relationships and those clients, it's just not an easy task. And you're moving big freight, so that's just not easy.
Yeah, exactly.
So Kyle, that being said, what's next on the horizon? Like, what do you see? I mean, you've been in business again, going on 14 years, had a lot of success there. What's next? Like, what's your game plan or vision going forward for the company?
Well, you know, our focus up to now has been in the acrylic solid surface and accessories, because they're light enough where we can move a single to one or two or three, or even in bulk, of course, across the country on a pallet. And, you know, the consumers are able to handle it. But because we've set up all of these relationships and the channels, that we're in a unique position to move into other, you know, even much more popular categories, such as quartz surfacing or stone surfacing. Now, your average consumer isn't equipped to handle that. But because we've grown so much in the commercial space and our relationships are so strong with the manufacturers who do know how to deal with that, we really become an order desk for the manufacturer in that space. And we, you know, from a business standpoint, you know, we can manage our margins to make that work. It's really all about, the key in that is, you know, figuring out the regional shipping, so that we don't have to be shipping these enormously heavy products across the country, because that's just not economically feasible from a consumer's perspective.
Man, that's awesome. Well, Kyle, been great having you on the show today. So first off, if somebody is two-part question to end it. So if somebody's interested in learning more about solidsurface.com, what is the right type of client and or clients relationships that are really the right fit to follow up and learn more, number one? Number two, what's the best way for people to connect with your company?
Yeah, so our website is, as you would guess, solidsurface.com. It contains pretty much all of the information that you just asked me about. You know, we're, as far as, you know, the type of customer, we serve a broad range of customers. You know, I think an audience that might pay attention to the solid surface space right now is definitely the healthcare industry, and moving, and people who are mindful of, you know, looking to save a little money, but want a quality surface, because we do sell, we're an outlet essentially for the manufacturers. So we have discontinued and overstock products where people can save a fair amount of money if they, you know, do some searching.
That's awesome. Well, Kyle, really great having you on the show today. Appreciate you giving us some updates on what you have going on over at SolidSurface.com. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And don't forget to head on over to SolidSurface.com and check out to see what they're doing over there. And Kyle, thanks again for coming on the show.